Imagine, for a second, starting a mortgage company in 2006.
Oh, man. Yeah, the timing there.
I mean, think about that timing. That is exactly 2 years before the greatest housing collapse in modern history, a collapse that literally vaporized century-old financial titans overnight.
Basically overnight,
And today, we're unpacking a stack of source materials from a company that did exactly that.
It was pretty wild to think about.
We're looking at Jet Direct Mortgage. They're a lender based in Bohemia, New York, and they're currently celebrating their 20-year milestone here in the spring of 2026.
Yeah, quite the anniversary.
But our mission today for this deep dive isn't just to, read some corporate press release.
No, not at all.
We want to understand the actual anatomy of an institution that didn't just survive that initial tsunami, but like actually used it as a blueprint for navigating 2 decades of just extreme real estate volatility.
It really is a remarkable case study in adaptation. I mean, when you look at the details. Our core premise today is really examining how an institution like Jet Direct manages this incredibly delicate balancing act. We're analyzing how they weigh hyper-local, on-the-ground knowledge against the massive shifting national economic forces that dictate the housing market.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because why does a local mortgage lender crossing the 20-year mark actually reveal, fascinating truths about the broader housing market you're participating in today?
Right, why should you care?
Exactly. And to get there, we really have to rewind to that incredibly precarious moment they actually entered the market.
2006.
Yeah, I mean, starting a mortgage company in 2006 is like opening a navigation school right before a massive tsunami.
That's a pretty good way to put it.
Or like starting a traditional taxi company the exact same week Uber launches in your city.
Right, the whole foundation was just about to crack.
Completely.
And the context of that era is essential to understanding literally everything they do today. In 2006, the subprime mortgage boom was just at its absolute peak.
Everyone was getting a house.
Literally everyone. I mean, the entire global financial system was intoxicated by the sheer volume of real estate
Meaning
transactions.
it's crazy.
Lenders were making astronomical profits by pushing these highly complex, frankly, toxic loan structures.
Like the adjustable rate mortgages.
Exactly, with those low teaser rates that would eventually just skyrocket.
Right. And then 2 years later, those rates reset.
Millions defaulted. The
Billions.
mortgage-backed securities collapsed, and, well, it triggered a global recession.
Right. But I have to push back a little here on the PR narrative presented in some of these milestone announcements we have.
Okay, sure.
How does a 2-year-old local startup possibly survive a historic crisis that was actively destroying established financial giant?
Like Lehman Brothers.
Exactly. Like Lehman goes down, but these guys don't. It seems mathematically impossible for a tiny newcomer to weather that storm.
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, the leadership at Jet Direct actually argues that this precise trial by fire is what forged their entire corporate philosophy.
How so?
When the market collapsed, the lenders who vanished were overwhelmingly the ones who had prioritized those complex, highly profitable, but, ultimately doomed loan structures.
Right, the ones chasing the fast cash.
Yeah. The sheer complexity was actually the weapon used to obscure the risk. And Jet Direct claims they survived by doing the exact opposite. They looked at the landscape and made this conscious decision to focus on simplifying the mortgage process.
So simplifying it rather than just chasing the highest immediate yield on a single loan.
Exactly. The goal wasn't just maximizing lender profitability, which was, the fatal trap of the whole subprime boom.
Right.
It was about making the process accessible and transparent for the person actually buying the house.
Which makes sense.
They built a foundation on fundamentals, basically ensuring borrowers actually understood their obligations and, more importantly, could sustain their payments.
So by ignoring the toxic gimmicks that were enriching everyone else in 2006, they kind of naturally avoided the fatal exposure that wiped out their competitors in 2008.
Precisely.
But, surviving a market crash doesn't just mean avoiding bad loans.
No, it doesn't.
It means you have to know exactly what a good loan looks like in your specific zip code.
And that is a huge point.
Because that requires a level of microgeography that algorithms usually miss, which brings us to a major pillar of their strategy, something they call local fluency.
Yeah, this is perhaps their most significant differentiator.
The sources show they serve some very specific geographies, right? They operate in Long Island, New York City, California, and North Carolina. Let's focus on the New York specifics mentioned in the text for a second.
Sure.
They are dealing with highly competitive, block-by-block bidding wars in Nassau and Suffolk County.
It's notoriously tough there.
Yeah. And then there's the incredibly unique, almost Byzantine complexity of financing New York co-ops and condos.
Oh, absolutely.
But let me ask you a challenging question here.
Okay, go for it.
We're in 2026 right now.
Right.
You can get a mortgage from a giant national mega bank with trillions in assets, or, I mean, you can just use an algorithm-driven app on your phone that spits out an approval in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So, does local geography really matter that much anymore?
Well, Peter Pescatore, who is the chief operating officer of Jet Direct Mortgage, he addresses this dynamic directly in our source
What
documents.
does he say?
He states, and I quote, "Local fluency is not incidental to the company's identity. It is the company's identity."
Wow, that is drawing a massive line in the sand against the tech giants.
It really is.
Yeah.
And he makes that assertion because an algorithm, no matter how sophisticated it is, fundamentally just sees a property as a set of flat data points.
Right, like square footage, zip code, comparable sales.
Exactly. But an algorithm doesn't necessarily understand the granular, often super subjective quirks of, say, a New York co-op board's financial requirements.
Okay, let's pause on that because buying a co-op in New York is an entirely different beast than buying a single-family home anywhere else in the country, right?
Oh, it is an incredibly distinct process. When you buy a co-op, you aren't actually buying the real estate.
Wait, you're not.
No, you're actually buying shares in a corporation that owns the building.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that corporation is governed by a board of directors who have, frankly, notorious power.
Right, you always hear horror stories about the co-op boards.
They scrutinize your debt-to-income ratio. They demand to see extensive post-closing liquidity.
Meaning, like, how much cash you have left over after buying the place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they heavily scrutinize the exact type of financing you're using.
Okay.
So a national bank might pre-approve you based on their standard metrics, but a local expert knows exactly how to package your financial profile to pass a specific, strict Long Island or Queens co-op board.
I see. So the algorithm can tell you what you can theoretically afford, but the local expert actually knows how to get the keys in your hand in that specific neighborhood.
Precisely. Furthermore, they understand the hyper-local nuances of a bidding war.
Like what?
Well, in an inventory-constrained market like Suffolk County, a local lender can pick up the phone, call the listing agent, and personally vouch for the strength of the buyer's financing.
Oh, right. An app definitely cannot do that.
No, it can't. That strategic guidance goes far beyond just a mere transactional calculation.
And getting those keys also means recognizing that not every single borrower fits into a neat, conventional, algorithm-friendly box,
Right.
which directly informs the massive variety of loan products they offer. And here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah, their portfolio is extensive.
If you look at the loan menus provided in our sources, it is wild. It's like a secret menu at a restaurant, but for homeownership.
That's a great analogy.
You have the standard offerings everyone knows, right? Conventional home loans, FHA loans, VA loans for veterans, jumbo loans for high-value
Our
properties.
classics.
Yeah. But then you have this whole other section labeled alternative non-QM home loans.
Right, and non-QM stands for non-qualified mortgage.
Sure.
Basically, these are loans that fall outside the standard underwriting framework that's established by federal agencies.
It is an absolute alphabet soup. Like, let me just list some of these specifics from the text.
Go for it.
They have asset utilization loans, bank statement loans, DSCR real estate investment loans, non-citizen ITIN home loans, P&L only business owner loans, and WVOE loans.
It's a lot.
It's a ton. And I have to hit the brakes here and give some genuine pushback.
Sure.
I hear the accessibility argument, but let's be real. Isn't qualifying the unqualified exactly the kind of subprime thinking that caused the 2008 crash in the first place?
I mean, it's a fair question.
Like, how is a bank statement loan not just a 2026 version of a risky pre-crash ninja loan?
That is the essential question, and we really need to clearly demystify the mechanics here to understand the difference.
Okay, demystify it for me.
So the pre-crash loans you're referring to were literally called NIJO loans. No income, no job, no assets. The bank simply took the borrower's word for it, requiring zero documentation, which was, as we saw, wildly reckless.
Yeah, disastrous.
But the non-QM loans offered by Jet Direct are highly documented. They're just differently documented to reflect the modern economy.
So they aren't ignoring the risk, they're just measuring it with a different ruler.
Exactly how it works. Let's look at that bank statement loan you mentioned.
Okay.
The standard 30-year fixed mortgage was really designed for a person with a traditional W-2 salary who punches a clock.
Sure.
But today, you have freelancers, gig workers, small business owners.
A huge chunk of the workforce.
Right. So the person running a successful graphic design firm might make plenty of money, but because of massive business write-offs, their tax returns make them look completely impoverished to a traditional algorithm.
Ah, I see.
With a bank statement loan instead of a W-2, the underwriter looks at 12 to 24 months of actual business bank statements.
Okay.
They analyze the average monthly deposits to calculate a qualifying income, and they factor in standard industry expense ratios.
Oh, wow. So it is doing the rigorous math of a W-2, just in reverse.
Exactly.
What about the DSCR loan? Because that's another acronym that sounds incredibly complex.
Yeah, DSCR stands for Debt Service Coverage Ratio.
Okay.
This one is specifically for real estate investors. Mm. Instead of looking at the investor's personal income to qualify for the loan, the underwriter looks at the cash flow of the property itself.
Wait, really?
Yeah. They ask, will the monthly rent this property generates cover the monthly debt of the mortgage?
Oh, get it.
If the ratio is strong enough, the property essentially qualifies itself.
That's fascinating. And what about the IT Hein home loan?
ITN stands for Individual Taxpayer Identification Number. This loan is designed for non-citizens who live and work in the United States and pay taxes using an ITN rather than a Social Security number.
Okay.
These individuals have verifiable income, they pay their taxes, they have credit histories. They simply need a different documentation path to achieve what Pescatore calls the life-changing achievement of homeownership.
So by offering these alternative non-QM loans, JetDirect is essentially adapting to the reality of the 2026 workforce.
Right.
They're building a bridge for entrepreneurs and non-traditional earners rather than penalizing them for just not having a corporate desk job.
They're providing accessibility through rigorous alternative underwriting.
Yeah, but even understanding the mechanics, adapting to this modern economy means navigating a massive amount of options.
It does.
Like if I walk into an office and someone starts throwing around terms like DSCR, amortization schedules, and post-closing liquidity, my instinct is to panic.
Naturally.
And to prevent that panic, JetDirect relies heavily on its next survival tactic, which brings us to their intensive focus on borrower education.
Yeah, this is deeply embedded in their corporate philosophy.
Right.
The documents actually outline their five core pillars. They have a client-first orientation, comprehensive loan options, a transparent step-by-step process, deep local expertise, and fundamentally, an education-driven strategy designed to support informed decision-making.
The source materials make a really compelling claim here, too. They state that in the financial world, complexity is often used as a tool to obscure reality rather than clarify it.
Oh, it is an incredibly common cynical tactic in finance.
Yeah.
If you keep the client confused by the paperwork, they won't question the origination fees, they won't fully grasp the interest rate structure, and they will just sign wherever you put the sticky note.
Just sign here, sign here.
Exactly.
So what does this all mean for the borrower?
Well,
I mean, it sounds like the difference between a mechanic who just hands you a massive, confusing repair bill and a mechanic who actually brings you under the car, points a flashlight at the engine, and shows you exactly how the belts and gears are working together.
That's spot on. And what's fascinating here is the underlying motive for why JetDirect does this.
Right. They aren't just doing it to be nice.
Exactly. Pointing that flashlight at the engine isn't just an act of corporate charity. It is a vital, long-term business strategy for them. Think about the mechanics of default prevention. An educated borrower is infinitely better for the lender's long-term survival.
Because if they understand the math, they literally don't buy a house they can't afford.
Precisely. When JetDirect walks a client through an amortization schedule, showing them exactly how much of their payment goes to interest versus principal in month one versus, say, month 200.
Which is usually pretty depressing to look at.
It is. But the client understands the long-term cost structure. They aren't surprised when property taxes fluctuate. They don't over-leverage their lives.
Right.
And this connects directly back to that client-first culture we talked about.
They state very clearly that they prioritize long-term outcomes over short-term closings.
Yeah. Because if a lender forces a borderline loan through just to capture the commission today, that client will likely struggle. They might face foreclosure. And they're certainly never coming back to that lender.
Well, of course not.
But if you educate them, perhaps even advising them to wait 6 months to build better credit, you set them up for sustainable success.
Which is huge.
You turn a highly stressed first-time buyer into a lifelong advocate.
Right. that borrower comes back to you 5 years later when they want to refinance. They come back 10 years later when they want to buy an investment property using that DSCR loan we talked about.
Exactly.
And they tell their friends. It's basically building a sustainable business model on foundational trust rather than just churning and burning through a high volume of digital applications.
And that foundational trust, combined with their local knowledge, is absolutely critical right now.
Why? Right now specifically.
Because the housing market in 2026 is presenting a completely new set of macroeconomic storms.
Yeah, the real estate weather report right now is undeniably hard.
It's brutal.
The text explicitly notes the severe market conditions they're facing today. We're looking at stubbornly rising interest rates, intense affordability pressures on everyday buyers, and a severely inventory-constrained market, especially on Long Island.
Yeah.
There are simply thousands more people who want to buy houses than there are houses actually available to buy.
The contrast with the recent past is pretty stark.
Yeah.
I mean, during the pandemic-era refinancing boom, rates were at historic lows, money was virtually free, and anyone could close a loan.
Right. It was a free-for-all.
But today, the margins for error are basically non-existent. Mm. Every single decision a buyer makes has to be calculated perfectly.
And to navigate this high-pressure environment, the company is actually looking ahead with enhanced digital capabilities.
Right.
Specifically, the source highlights the launch of their new app called Jet Direct Mobile, which is heavily advertised as making the home loan application process as seamless and easy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But this creates a massive tension for me.
How so?
Well, how do you maintain that highly personalized, you know, flashlight under the car, educational vibe, while simultaneously pushing your clients toward a frictionless mobile app?
Huh.
Doesn't an app inherently strip away the human element they claim is their entire identity?
It is a delicate balance, but we have to look at what the technology is actually replacing here. Digital tools like Jet Direct Mobile aren't meant to replace the human strategist. They are designed to eliminate the mechanical friction of the transaction.
Like the paperwork part.
Exactly. The app handles the secure document uploads, the electronic signature gathering, the basic tracking of the file status.
Which nobody enjoys doing anyway.
Right. And by automating those incredibly tedious administrative tasks, it frees up the human element to focus entirely on the advisory role.
I see. So instead of a loan officer spending an hour watching you sign your name on 50 different disclosures or, you know, chasing you down for a PDF of your bank statement,
they get to spend that hour explaining the strategic difference between an FHA loan and a conventional loan for your specific financial goals.
Ah, the app handles the how of the paperwork, so the human can explain the why of the strategy.
Beautifully said. And this goes back to what Pescatore concluded about the 2026 market.
Right.
Rising rates and historically low inventory are massive, intimidating headwinds for buyers. But he argues that those very headwinds make experienced, client-focused lending guidance exponentially more valuable, not less.
Because the stakes are higher.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When the market is easy, you can rely on an algorithm. But when the market is incredibly difficult, you desperately need a navigator.
You need the local expert who knows the co-op board, understands your non-traditional income, and survived the 2008 tsunami.
The digital tools simply give that experienced navigator a much faster, sharper compass to guide you with.
Okay, let's bring this entire journey into focus. We started by looking at a company that was born in 2006, literally staring down the barrel of a historic housing collapse that decimated the financial industry. Over 20 years, Jet Direct Mortgage evolved from that precarious Long Island startup into a locally rooted, digital-forward institution celebrating a major milestone here in 2026.
That's quite the trajectory.
Yeah. And the secret to that longevity wasn't chasing massive national volume or relying on toxic financial gimmicks.
No, it wasn't.
It was ignoring the industry noise in favor of deep transparency, maintaining a fierce grip on their local geographic expertise, and really treating homeownership as a deeply personal story rather than just a disposable transaction.
It serves as a powerful reminder that in the world of finance, the most durable and resilient businesses are often the ones that refuse to forget there is a living, breathing human being attached to the end of every single spreadsheet.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you to mull over as you think about your own financial future.
Mm-hmm.
As climate change, evolving infrastructure, and frankly, the permanent rise of remote work continue to radically shift where people actually want and are able to live, the fundamental definition of a good real estate investment is changing faster than ever before.
It really is.
If the maps are being redrawn and our careers no longer tie us to a single city, Will the traditional 30-year fixed mortgage even make sense in a 2040 economy?
That's a huge question.
Or are we currently looking at the final generation of traditional homeownership as we know it? Something to think about the next time you sit down at a massive table, pick up a pen, and prepare to sign your name. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.